You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Now, the number of Wisconsinites without jobs has ticked slightly up in recent months, but with the latest unemployment rate at 3.3%, it's still historically low. That's left a lot of businesses with a big problem where to find workers. A new online tool from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and the UW system is taking a stab at that problem. The new Talent Generator provides businesses with free resources to start internship programs in the hopes that some of those interns will eventually turn into full-time staff. Ray Cross is the president of UW System. President Cross, thanks for joining us.
Sure. My pleasure, Rob.
Well, suppose I'm a business owner and I go look at this Talent Generator tool. What do I see?
Well, let me start with why we're attempting to do this. We aren't attempting, Rob, why we're doing it. We were talking to a number of businesses, and we realized that the smaller or medium-sized businesses were uncomfortable or didn't have a lot of experience or didn't have the resources to set up, to establish and maintain an internship program within their company. So we developed this tool that helps helps companies understand what to do and how to. It's easy to use. It's online. It's a series of modules that gives them tips and best practices. It helps them set up a program to make an effective program to operate internships. So we're very pleased with that effort, and the response from businesses has been very, very positive.
Yeah, what kind of help do these businesses get when they use this tool?
Well, it walks them through how to set it up, the do's and don'ts of what you need to do. It has a series of modules that explain what are smart tips and best practices to fit within a particular company's operations. It also has some testimonials from different businesses, larger typically. They've been doing this for some period of time, and what they've learned from it as well. It's those kinds of, this is what you need to do first, this is what you all need to be aware of this, that kind of stuff. That's what happens, Rob.
And you're doing this, of course, from the UW system side. What's in it for UW students having this thing in existence?
Well, it's in many ways, it's also what's in it for the state. What we know with internships is that roughly, I'm going to say something like 60 or 70% of the students taking an internship or offered a job. 50% of those actually take that job. So given the challenges this state faces in its ability, that's being exacerbated by the challenge it faces, it's being exacerbated by the demographics and the need for talent. How do we keep and develop talent here? And this is that tool. Internships really work. And that's critically important to us. We want to expand that. And nationally, I think the about 50% of students get an internship someplace in the country. Here in Wisconsin, the UW system, about a little over 60% of our students actually have internships. And we want to increase that number, and this is an effort to do that.
When we think about internships in the private sector, I mean, my mind usually thinks of the big companies, the household names that a lot of people have heard of. It sounds like this tool is an effort to bring those small and medium-sized companies that might not even be on a student's radar into the intern market.
Right. That's absolutely correct, Rob. And furthermore, a lot of those companies don't have the ability, may not even have the staff to make this happen. So this is an effort to help them do that. Furthermore, for the student, a lot of students love to be engaged with these small, growing, dynamic companies. And they of course, get experiences that are broader typically in those small companies. So it's attractive to them as well.
You said there's been some positive response to this already. What kinds of businesses are you seeing step up to the plate here?
Well, I've displayed this. We rolled it out to the Business Council in November, and that's typically made up of larger businesses, and they loved it. They were very complimentary of it. They even thought, well, how can several of them mention there are some ideas in here we can do to improve our internship program.
Talking to Ray Cross, president of UW System, talking about a new intern program aimed at helping smaller and medium-sized businesses tap into the potential of interns from the UW System. looking at those businesses, if somebody's out there listening and saying, yeah, I've got a business, I could use some interns, how do they start?
Well, the program, you can find it by simply Googling UW Talent Generator. It'll take you right to that page. When we first did this, we did a national search trying to see if there's anything out there. There isn't. So this is a first in the nation kind of effort to help companies, particularly small and medium, create internship programs. But if they go to the UW Talent Generator, it'll walk them through this process.
And we hear about efforts to keep younger people in the state, especially after they get that college education and beyond the Talent Generator. Can you talk about what the UW system does along those lines?
Yeah, we're trying to actually expand and improve career services and connect directly to businesses. And one of the things that I am worried about is that too often the university is perceived as an entity that is more transactional with businesses. That is, we'll produce the graduates, and then when we do that, you can talk to them or you can work with them. Our goal is to move that earlier in the process so students coming to the university, even as freshmen, are familiar with the opportunities that businesses offer right here in Wisconsin. So trying to expose them early on, make sure they have an internship, and through job fairs and other activities directly with businesses, get them into businesses. So it's a much more of a partnership that is collaborative, not just a transactional process.
Now, as you said, this was just sort of released last month. A year from now or so, what are your hopes for this talent generator and what kind of talent it's generating?
I hope there are a number of small to medium-sized businesses that are actively pursuing internships. I think we can measure some of that. I think I hope that the internship experience is more meaningful both to the employer and to the student, as well as the UW. I think we benefit from this too because students bring back to us some of the creative ideas that are occurring in business that prompt us to alter things, and I think that's important.
Now, some people hear about universities and workforce development and worry that we're losing something, that an education should be more than workplace talent development. Do you see the UW still fulfilling those other parts of a higher educational mission?
If I didn't, I wouldn't be in this position. I think that's incredibly important. You raised a really good point, Rob. We aren't just in the workforce development position, but as I always say, there are four principal reasons one attends a university. One, of course, is it's introspective. Who am I? What am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? Help to develop that character, that person. Secondly, how do I participate in the community and how do I engage in that? What's my role there? Thirdly, how do I sustain a democracy without an educated populace? As Jefferson argued, we can't sustain the democracy. And finally, how do I participate in the economy? That's what this is about. It's much easier to do the other three if you can effectively participate in the economy.
And before we let you go, you recently announced your retirement from UW system. You were on this show, actually, I think before you even had the keys to your office after you were appointed, after you got that job. What would you focus on looking back on your 5 years as the head of the UW system?
I'm not sure what I would focus on differently. There are a number of things that I wish I would have completed or accomplished that I didn't get done when I was in this position. This is one of them. I wish we would have done this internship program much earlier. And I could share that list with you, but it would take too long to provide, Rob. There are a number of things I wish that I would have worked on that did not get completed.
Well, but some highlights. What do you come away proud of?
Well, I think that as the university has become more aware of the needs of the state, I have tried to engage the university more effectively in meeting the needs of the people, the businesses, the communities of the state. That's the Wisconsin idea. And I think that's such a noble goal and so important to the state. I think we've really done a lot more of that, and I'm pleased with that. I think positioning the university for the future demographic challenges we're facing. As you know, the demographics are not really positive. They level off for 4 or 5 years. In 2026, they drop off a cliff again, and high school graduate numbers drop precipitously then. Getting prepared for that, and having been prepared for that, is important, and that means restructuring, doing some reorganization, finding ways to be more efficient through shared services and the like, without affecting the quality or the impact on the students we serve. That's critically important. Those are just a couple of things.
It's a good place to leave it. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. Take care. Have a good day.
That's Ray Cross, president of the UW System. He was with us today to talk about a new free online tool aimed at helping businesses start internships. If you want to check out that tool for yourself, you can find a link to it on our website, wpr.org/centraltime.